Kelly Webb is a 24-year-old resident of Matewan, but she isn't your prototypical resident of the small town along the Tug River. The Detroit, Michigan native has only been in the area for 6 months, but in that short time, she's grown fond of her new home and wants it to succeed.
The younger generation, I feel, is an important part to community service projects. We basically set the precedence for even generations who are younger than us, and learning from the older generations and being a youth involved, it just sets, I guess, a pathway for when we have children.
Webb, along with a group of approximately 20 others, were in attendance in Matewan recently to find out the next step in the process of turning this town around. It's a project headed up by the West Virginia Community Development Hub to revitalize both Matewan in the southern part of the state and Grafton in the north. At meetings in both areas this week, the residents found out about the available funding for their projects. A total of $75,000 could come to the community to support ideas like computer labs, walking and biking areas, tours, and renovations of the historic jail.
It's going to take diligence, patience, and a full collaborative effort of everybody, not just one aspect. The young, the old, you know, even toddlers. Everyone's going to have to band together and really participate to turn the town around.
The meeting this week served several purposes. First, to make the people of Matewan aware of the available funds, but also to make sure they realize there is no time like the present to brainstorm ideas that would help the town. Kent Spellman is the executive director of the West Virginia Community Development Hub and wanted the crowd to know the funds from the Claude Worthington Benedum Foundation wouldn't be there forever.
Let me put it this way. There is a sense of urgency about this. The next meeting is July 1st, and that's when the attendance taking starts. So there's a sense of urgency for you to quickly identify the projects and build teams around them so that you can access this funding in its entirety. There's going to have to be a lot of phone calling, emailing, talking to neighbors.
What Spellman was talking about was the need to create small teams for each project. The hope is with the available funding that 20 different projects could be funded. Spellman and others hope to get more people involved in order to complete all of them in the time frame allowed. Spellman thinks Matewan is a perfect place to undergo the challenge.
This is sort of like a little trial by fire to see, so what does Matewan really think about itself and what can it really accomplish? This is a challenge. It is a stretch. We understand that, but I think you're up to it.
Over the coming weeks, the groups will meet with members of the Development Hub at workshops to work through the application process for each project. Applications are due by August 1st. Webb says the people of Matewan realized that outside help was needed to turn the town into what they hope it could be.
I realize the people here are so, they're just beautiful people. They're amazing. They live in the mountains. They're in a rural community, but they make it work. And realizing that there needs, sometimes you need someone from the outside to come in and say, hey, we want to help you.
The groups will meet at workshops starting July 1st. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Matewan.